children are succeeding, nobody will dance on your behalf. Stepmother will not dance your dance. That your amen is very bad. The serious prayer I just prayed for you. The Lord has allowed me to share a few things with mothers before I lead them to pray. And this I've been doing around the world. One of the things that the Lord laid on my heart for this year 2018 is what I want to share with you. So that your prayers will not be hindered. So that your prayers will be answered fast. I feel so strong in my spirit to share this with you. We are praying for our children. But please take note of these four areas of your life. Number one, be a profitable daughter. And I'm starting on Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. And maybe verse 2 also. Please, I beg of you, take a good care of your own mother. I told you God gave me the instruction, and this I'll be sharing every time when the summit is holding. Because life is not governed by miracles, it is governed by principles. And one of the greatest principles that govern the planet Earth is found in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed, time, harvest. It's a cycle. It's not seed, time, and harvest. Seed, time, harvest. It's a cycle. If you don't want to repeat, don't sow it. Don't be a big woman. Or madam, in DMV, or wherever you have come from, while your mother suffers in the village. These are the things God laid on my heart so that your prayers can be answered. So that we'll not just be coming every year and praying, and you're wondering what happened. I'm telling you, some of you need to repent. Whoever represents a mother in your life, in case your mother is dead, please take a good care. You think my mother-in-law did not offend me? She did. I just chose not to sow what I don't want to reap. Which mother-in-law doesn't offend? Some of you, your mothers did not treat you well, so you are bitter. Number one, the rapture can take place anytime. So don't, because of any human being, miss heaven. They're not coming. But number two, you also have children, or you will soon have children. Please, I beg of you, forgive. Forgive. Protect your heart. Let the blessings of God be able to come in. Take a good care and let your husband take a good care of his mother, your mother-in-law. Don't treat her as if she's nothing. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, if you had met your husband, you wouldn't have been able to touch him with the longest of poles. It was this woman that sold kerosene, sold pap, sold her gold, and gave your husband a life. One woman, I had an event for old people. It was my birthday, and I said I wanted to celebrate. I have a ministry towards old people. So, 60 and above, and I was dancing with them group by group until 100. This Baba, he came. And one woman said, I sold everything to train my son and to send him to the U.S. He got there, graduated from the university, and met a young lady. They got married. And that girl said, I am a witch. 4 years running, she was in tears. 4 years running, she has not allowed me to speak to my son. You are here. You are the reason why your husbands are not taking a good care of their mothers. You are a mother. God has sent me to you. It's not enough to just pray. You must consider this. Some of you, your mothers and mothers-in-law are selling firewood at 83. And when these people now die, you will kill 17 cows. And bring the best of musicians, whereas they died in poverty. And my father died, and God helped us to bury him. They changed the laws in my village. Because they saw how a girl, a woman, took care of her parents. There are forces, there are prayers that I don't need to pray again. Because some prayers are not prayed, they are provoked. Some of you have had me share this before. One day, and that was characteristic of me. My father sent a message to me that I should send him some money. I multiplied it by 10. I sent it to him. The next time he saw me, he said, Olufunke. I said, yes, grandpa. That was what we called him. He said, you can go. That was prayer. As I turned to go, he said, come back. I did. He said, you know Abraham's blessing? He said, from today, I connect you to Abraham's blessing. Hear me, beloved. From that day, money does not finish in my hand. If it remains a quarter, to there will be a miracle. Some prayers are not prayed, they are provoked. Be profitable so that your prayers will not be hindered. I have enough authority because God has given me the vision of the Mother's Summit to say this to mothers. Do not sow what you don't want to reap. Take care of your parents. Take care of that woman or that parent that was there for you when you were nothing. Even if they change and they become evil, you don't worry. Leave them to God. Continue to do your own. Not only your biological parents, but also your spiritual parents. Some of you take your pastors for granted. And that's why you have issues in your marriages. Issues over your children. Because we may be age mates, we are not grace mates. Listen to me, beloved. Everything that Christianity represents is being attacked on the internet. Everything. Marriage. So they have what they call baby mama. So you begin to feel, is it right? You are almost confused. Is a proper marriage okay now? Is it? You know, you're confused. They talk of same sex, they talk of so many things. So you are beginning to be everything that Christianity, bless you, sir. Everything that Christianity represents is being attacked on the internet. Tithe. Men of God. They call them all kinds of names. As much as the internet is a blessing, excuse me. Do not write what you cannot face me to tell me. You are a coward if you do that. So you put anonymous. And you are calling men that heaven recognizes. You call them all kinds of names. And you want to be great. Spiritual things are very real. Very, very real. Ours is a tribe of honor. Please do not join them. Prevent your children from joining them. If you don't know what to write, just pass. To their masters, they stand or fall. And hear what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning from verse 11. And he gave some, not all, apostles. Some. So if you are not a part of the some, honor the some. Every Christian is not among the some. He gave some. He is God. You cannot tell him to include you in the some. He is God. He gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. He gave some evangelists. He gave some teachers. Pastors. He gave some teachers. If you are not part of them, don't begin to attack them. They may not talk. They may not talk. But time will tell. We may be a stinking church, but we are his church. We are his church. You did not die for us. You did not shed your blood for us. And the last time I checked, Jesus did not say he was fed up with us. Take care of your spiritual parents. Do not run a bastard ministry. Don't be an Absalom. Don't join them. Be profitable. When last did you bless your pastor? Did you bless your spiritual mother? I have only one female mentor in my life, and that's Mommy Faith Oyedepo. I have followed her for over 25 years. That is one woman that if you say you want to report me to, I'll be begging you and bringing you all kinds of offerings. I respect all mothers in the faith. I respect them for their positions in the body of Christ. But that's my only female mentor. That's a woman that speaks into my life. So every month, something leads my life to go into her. She doesn't need the money. How much am I giving her? She does not need it. I need it. Yes, I need it. So don't let anybody tell you, Pastor, you can't save me now. After the pastor is driving, the car is driving. The ways of God are different. Spiritual things are very slippery. Know your mates. That your pastor is so simple and shaking hands with her. Your mama, even as you are dealing, she's dealing. Know your mate. I am sent by God to this generation, and I do not give a damn what anybody says or feels. We stand upon the word of God, and that is what will rule our lives. So we go to glory. Tell your neighbor, did you hear? Some of you that write nonsense on the internet, did you hear? Be a profitable daughter. Number two, I'm still standing on Exodus chapter 2. I'm in verse 1. And a man who was a son of Levi went to the tribe of Levi to take a woman as wife, and she bore children. I'm still in that verse 1. She bore a son. There went a man of the house of Levi, took to wife a daughter. So you are a daughter. Be a profitable daughter. Number 2, be an extraordinary woman. Hear me and hear me again. It doesn't matter what anybody says. If as a woman married, the totality of your financial life is dependent on your husband, you are a colossal misfit. Huge one. You are a huge embarrassment. Do something with your life. Do not live your life in such a way that until your children send money to you, you can't feed. It's a terrible way, particularly Africans. Let's break that generational curse. Until they send air time to your phone. Hey, you have not sent me money. Do not depend on your children. Be an extraordinary woman. Make up your mind to live your life and not be financially dependent on your husband. I had a joke some time ago. One man came out and said there was a misunderstanding. So he said to his wife, "Get inside now, get inside and pack all your clothes." Then the lady's phone rang. So she picked the phone, put it on speaker. "Hello, daddy." And the father said, "Hello, sweetheart. You know, I told you I'm traveling tonight. I have just transferred $200,000 to your account. Give $50,000 to your first child. Give $50,000 to the second child. Give $50,000 to your husband, and then you take $50,000. I'll see you when I come back. Okay, sweetheart? Greet your husband. I'm on my way. Bye." Love you. Love you. So after the phone conversation, she turned to the man and said, "Hey, what were you saying?" The man said, "I said go inside now. Pack all your clothes. I want to wash them." So it is not every wife that the man can chase out. Do something with your life. Don't come here every year pregnant. After 4 children. Every mother summit, you are pregnant. "I'm looking for a boy. I'm looking for a girl." Which one can you manufacture? Don't let any man kill you with pregnancy. Because God forbid, if you die, the man will remarry within 1 year. We want to pray, yes. But I need to put this in order. With your life, you cannot own 3 telephone sets and be begging for $10. Say something and start something with your life. You cannot say, rather be full-time housewife. Do something from your house. Sell something from your boots. The boot of your car. Can you put a wig on your head that has cost you $1,000? And you don't have a savings of 10,000. Because I want to look like them. I thank God for my hair. I don't need any wig. It's my hair. I comb it, I'm fine. It's too long. I've cut my hair, I think, twice this year. Very fine. Because you must wear a particular wig, because you must look like them. And then you want to kill yourself because you must carry what they carry. You must carry their bag, carry this. This sometimes, do not allow prayers to be heard. Because you are too distracted to pray. Be an extraordinary woman. Let something be traced to your life. I have written and published, by the grace of God, 79 books. And these books are feeding me. I'm a conference speaker. I am blessed by honoraria. Yes, that's true. I sell palm oil. As I stand before you, mother and I have a poultry. We have acres of land. We are building a hospital. That's for our evening. We'll be commissioning it June this year. By God's grace. When children come there, not adults, so when adults come, they pay fully. So you must be responsible for yourself. But when children come, we deduct a percentage, maybe like 70%. We take care of mother and I. We are already saving for that. And then the children from 0 to 5 or something, like I don't know the policy now, they pay only 30%. I don't want to live this life, this world as a woman. I want to live as an institution. Do something with your life. There are still pastors that do not touch church offering. The records are there. I don't even know the color of the offering. And you want to know how much I have given into the kingdom this year, you'll be shocked. So when they write rubbish, they don't know what they are saying. Not all pastors steal. It is our right to eat it if you bring the tithe. It's our right. It's our biblical right. Some of us just decided. We cannot sit there and be abusing us for nothing. Something with your life. You're going to wake up very soon and realize that you are 72. Honestly, January, a few weeks ago, I turned 55, and I was asking myself, when did I grow? Excuse me, what happened? So I said to my daughter, when I'm going for mother's son, I can't be wearing this high heel again. Make me slippers. To be standing like this, it's not convenient. You see, he's even smiling. When you have faith, I said, make me sandals. I can jump. I'm 55 years old with 6 grandchildren. That tells you something. Madam, you are aging. When they look at you and they say, you look 16. They are deceiving you. You are not 16 at all. Do something with your life. Number 3. We want to pray. My prayer points are not many this year. This is my assignment this year. Teach them and then lead them to pray. Number 3, you must be an award-winning wife. If you are married, your husband should be happy. Make him happy. There is no perfect husband anywhere. Cover his weaknesses. Stand by him. Validate him. Let your husband know that you are a blessing, not a brat. Don't copy people that disrespect their husbands. Because you think you are anointed. When I get into my house, I am not Reverend Mrs. Adejumo. I am somebody's wife and a mother. Take a good care of your home, of your marriage. Don't insult your husband. Your prayer can't be heard like that. Don't talk to him anyhow. Don't call your husband by name outside. Hey! That's your husband you are calling. You now wonder why people are treating him in a very bad way in church. They are going to carry the child. Can't you see? That's your husband you are talking to. I see it in church. And you expect God to hear your prayers? Honor your husband. Respect him. Every man deserves to be respected. Do not marry a man you cannot respect. Call yourself bed, whatever you want to call yourself, in your bedroom, my husband and I, just talk for the shells. Don't ask me what did we do. He's my husband. In the room. But when he's outside, give him honor. Respect him. Let the children know that you respect their father. You may be better, raw, financially. It doesn't matter. Money is the least of God's blessings. It's the least. So money is not everything. There are things that money cannot buy. Honor the man. Let people know. Let his family members know that he has honor in the house. There's a big boss in heaven who watches. And then number four, be a celebrated mother. Let me spend just a few minutes there. Prayer is one of the four responsibilities. So if you come to Mother Summit to pray, it's just one over four that we have accomplished. Pray for your child. Set your telephone. Let the alarm remind you. I have like 6 or 7 on my phone. Time to pray for my husband. Time to pray for my grandchildren. Time to pray for my daughters. Time to pray for my sons. Time to pray for our partners, people that support us in the ministry. You know, and I have people like that I pray for. I have alarms. Pray. I pray every day. That's just one. Number two, you must love your child and show the child that he or she is loved. Don't compare your children. Children are different. You can have a child that he laughs and laughs, and you have to tell him enough. Why the second one? You have to beg him to laugh. I've been there before. So understand that a child does not understand mathematics does not make that child a failure. Maybe good in drawing. Don't compare your children. Love your children. Hug them. Stop jumping up and shouting at your children. A time comes when they must become your friend. Befriend them so that you can be their confidant. Somebody's messing up with them in school, so they can be able to talk about it. Mothers in particular. I didn't have the privilege of that luxury, so I made up my mind that my children will not suffer what I suffered. Because some of us, we are the first generation of believers that understand this thing. Our parents, all they knew was beat or slap. Go and say, blah, blah, blah. Are you? So we must not go their way. We must be formed. Let's love our children and let's show them that they are loved. Number three, know your child. When our kids were young, Thursday evening, my husband and I did not go nowhere. And we did not read the Bible to our children on Thursday evenings. No. We explained life to them. They were free to ask us any question, from menses to pregnancy to virginity to friendship to marriage to whatever. If you do not explain to them, the TV will explain it to them. One terrible guy in class will explain it to them. So know your child. And there's no way you can know your child if you don't spend time with your child. Some of you men are here. Child rearing is different from child bearing. It's not enough to just bear the child. The woman bears the child. But the man must collaborate with the woman to raise the children. Create time for your children. Some of you are too busy in ministry. And the devil is busy stealing your children. Join every department in church, choir, media, this, that. And your kids are young. You will become a disgrace very soon to the kingdom. Because your children will not want to serve the God that stole you from them. Life is in phases. Know the faith. When our kids were young, I did not accept one invitation to come and preach. One. I was lost in their world. At a point, I put my career on hold just to be with them. I've never had one house help in my life. No house help can take care of my children like me. I know that may not be possible now because the times have changed. My last one is 26. So that's not what I'm talking about. But that's why you must know the number. If I were to just get married now, I can't have 4 children. Are they saving them? using them as collateral in the bank. For children. What for? But when I was having my kids, baby milk was less than 1p. How much was school fees? So we're just doing crash program. You can't do that now. So please think before you have children. Whether you have girls, we thank God. Boys, anyone God gives you, we thank God. It's important for you. Know your child. Spend time with your children. Don't let your daughter be sitting on the last of one uncle in the house. When your child says, I don't want to go to school, don't say, you are going. Listen. Maybe there's one teacher that is being funny, or the school bus driver. This will shock you. These young people, they relate to me. They gravitate towards me a lot. One of them, very popular in my country. My heart bled. She said to me, it was my choir, it was my music director that disvirgined me after church requiring us. So don't say, my child goes to church every time. We have mixed multitude in church now. So be an eagle. When your child begins to suck, hey, trouble is coming. Oh. Know your child. And finally, train your child. No Sunday school class can train your children for you. Your mother cannot train your child for you. My daughter will say, Mommy, you've been saying I'll beat you since. I've not seen you beat this boy. You are spoiling this children. I say, it is my responsibility as a grandma to spoil them. It is your responsibility as the mother to train them. I trained you so that you can train them. Now, my joy is in spoiling them. Say, Mommy, don't give them chocolate. I said, your mommy said I should not give you chocolate. Turn like this. Train your children so that when they grow old, one man died and the children removed all the car keys and the room keys and the house keys and they placed the bunch on his chest in the casket. Dad, you forgot your keys. Some of you think when you take them abroad and you've given them this and taken them to Disneyland, that's all. No. Teach your children. Give them spiritual values. Lead each child to the Lord. Give them a Bible. Let them write the day they got born again. It is your personal responsibility to lead your children to the Lord. They must be born again. Lead them to baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Important. Give your children spiritual values. Teach them about tithe. Teach them about honoring men of God. Teach them about don't begin to use men of God as toothpick in the house. And then when you get to church, bless you, sir, we bless you. Your children are confused. Is it not the man you just tore while we're having dinner? Say, bless you, daddy. I don't like microphones. I suspect you. Greet me and stand straight. Something's wrong. Give your children economic values. Let them know that they cannot have everything they want. You take them to the mall, they must take everything. I must take it. And your child sits on the floor in the parlor and is crying. Just hold that child firmly, firm. And be feigning smile. You may not even buy anything again. When you get home, there will be no child abuse, no, but with explanation and with everything, with the Bible and with Cain, the child will understand. Give your children economic values. Let them know they should tithe. When people give them money, take out of it, put it in an envelope, lead your child to the church on Sunday morning, let the child stand out. Raise it to God. Give your children offering, not one coin. You are projecting a future for that child. Give your children societal values. Let them know they should honor the genuflex. They should honor elders.
They should respect elders. When the policeman stops you, you stop. When the red light, you know, give them societal values. And trust God that as you go home with this, your prayers are already heard. In the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed? Now we want to pray. If you are ready to pray, I want you to stand up. Hallelujah. Did I disturb you with the sharing? Don't be tired though. We came here to pray. Has something been done? Now, the first prayer point that God laid on my heart is a very serious one. Mothers, you are going to pray and do your hands like this when it's time to pray, that my children shall be united. Don't start yet. Let me explain to you from the scriptures. It's possible to have only two children and they are enemies. Spiritual things are very real. There are envious relations that, I don't know what they do, that is just or whatever, that make families scatter. There are wives that step into families. And the family that used to be united from when they were young, just scatter. I'm going to give you like 3 minutes. You will pray on one of prayers. Look at the scriptures. Number one. Cain and Abel were born by the same mother. One killed the other. So it began in Bible days. And you find that in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. They were just gisting. They were just talking. That's what I call household enemy. Look at Moses and Aaron. I just read to you about their mother. Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Same father, same mother. In Numbers chapter 12, from verse 1 to 2. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Hear what they said. And they said, "Have the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord had it. Now listen. Verse 1 says, the reason why they were agreed was because of the Ethiopian woman. But hear what they are saying. Has the Lord spoken only through you? So it was the ministry. That's envy. It was there. They didn't talk about it until they had an opportunity. We're coming against negative and prolonged sibling rivalry. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you, your brother has not spoken to you for whatever because of the man, the woman he is married to. Look at Jacob and Esau. In Genesis 27, verse 41. My prayer points this year are not too many. The assignments that God sent me here, the main ones what I have done. In Genesis 27, 41, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father has had, then will I slay my brother." Same father, same mother. Look at Ishmael versus Isaac. Genesis 21:9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking. Same father. Look at David and his siblings. 1 Samuel 17, verse 28. Eliab, his elder's brother, heard when he spoke unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against Eliab and said, "Why clamest thou?" Verse 29, David said, "What have I now done?" Look at David's children. It was Amnon that raped Tamar. And that is also happening now. Know when to separate your children. Don't say he's a brother, he's a brother. Please be watchful. Find that in 2 Samuel 13. It was Absalom that killed Amnon. 2 Samuel 13:28. Look at Adonijah versus Solomon. Solomon killed Adonijah. Overthrown issue. He should have forgiven. I've given you enough scriptural basis. You have about 2 or 3 minutes. You will call your children and you will invite them together by the blood of the Lamb, by the covenant. Have you not? You will be united in the name of Jesus. You will be united. Nobody will be able to disunite you. Prayer is our first prayer point in this session. My children shall be united, 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 united. Nothing will separate you. While I'm alive, when I'm old and I'm gone, when your father is old and he's gone, my libro tayabaga shanta libro kosa. Generational family matters will not separate you. I bring the blood of Jesus upon you. You'll be united, 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 united. Hey! Wrong marriages shall not disunite my children. Jealous relations shall not disunite my children. United. Will be able to kill my children. No herald of life will be able to kill my children. You will blossom. I plant you in the soil of the Holy Spirit. You will be preserved. You will germinate. Every faith, you will not be late. You will not be late. When you should be married, you will be married. When you should have children, you will have children. When you should graduate, you will graduate. On time, on time, on pray, pray, pray. On time, on time, on time. You will not wither. Your mates will not leave you behind. In the name of Jesus. Venom. who was going to kill David. David had killed different giants, but he couldn't kill this one. All of us have giants that we cannot kill. Let me leave that. But this other incident in 2 Samuel 21 talks to us about a woman called Rizpah. It was harvest time, and she laid her children in state. Her children were supposed to lie her in state. She was the one that laid her children in state. Therefore, you're going to pray. When my maids are harvesting, I shall not be mourning. In the name, pray, oh, pray, oh. You will get the CD later. Pray, angels are here. When my men are harvesting, harvesting graduation, harvesting weddings, harvesting grandchildren, I shall not be mourning. In the name of Jesus. When my men are harvesting grandchildren, harvesting great grandchildren, harvesting weddings, harvesting graduation, harvesting meat from children, hey, I shall not be mourning. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. What does it mean to blossom? It means to bloom. Your children will bloom. To bust. Just be saying amen. Amen. To bust. Amen. To succeed. To thrive. Amen. To germinate. To develop. To prosper. To grow. To sprout. To shoot out. To multiply. To work strong. To bear fruit. To arrive. To be on top. To be the head. And to work strong. Children shall blossom in the name of Jesus. We look at that, our foundational scriptures in number 17. There was a problem. Everybody was saying, God called me. It's me. Suddenly, God spoke and said to Moses, tell Aaron and all the others to bring their rods. That was where God led me to get the theme for this year. To bring their rods. First prayer point from that scripture. Father, please fight for my children. Aaron could not fight for himself. It was God that fought for him. Fight, Lord, for my children in school. Fight for my grandchildren in their husband's homes. Fight for them in church, in their ministry, in cover their destinies. In the city of God, God, fight for my children. Another message. Now, God said all of them should bring their rods. Everybody, all the tribes brought rods. The next prayer for me. In the gathering of glory, my children shall not be missing. Pray. Don't write. You will get it in. In the gathering of glory, my children shall not be missing. Graduation. Thank you. children in labor, they've even written their thesis on the gathering of glory, graduation. There are some that I even remember, and my heart is heavy. She died the day the result came out. Different. One boy in one of the universities in Nigeria, he when he got into the university, he joined a cult. And I think he just had a rethink. He didn't get born again, so the blood didn't cover him. And maybe he did not have a praying mother. He just decided in part two to leave. He said, I don't want to do this thing again. And he left. So they met and they said, let's kill him. One of them said, if we kill him now, it won't pain his mother. Part three, let's kill him. If we kill him now, the mother will not cry. Well. The day he finished his exam and dropped the pen, they macheted him to pieces. That's what we call the gathering of glory. So on the graduation day, that's why I said you should pray that prayer, that your children will not be missing in the gathering of glory. You too, you will not be missing the name of Jesus. God has heard us. The second part is this. In the gathering of glory, my children and grandchildren shall not be spectators. Clapping for first class, second class, they are clapping. They are the ones clapping. Spectators. Some don't even graduate. Pray. In the gathering of glory, my children shall not be spectators. My grandchildren shall not be spectators. In the name of Jesus, they will not be applauding people. They too will be applauded. By the blood of the Lamb, I stamp this prayer point. It is done. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. When all of them had talked and talked and talked, God said, bring me the rods. Put the rods on the altar. Come back tomorrow. The person that I have chosen, the rod will blossom. We're going to pray. Father, please vindicate my children. Now and in the future. In case there is any boss or any colleague, pray. You are praying about their future. Vindicate them. Lord, vindicate my children. Somehow, oh God, vindicate my children. Somehow, Jehovah, my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, if Jesus tarries, vindicate them, oh God. Let them serve you all their days. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. A few more minutes, I'll be done. This next one, you're going to come against delay and barrenness. Because the rod burdened. Delay. When their mates leave them behind, is delay. When the child is not just understanding something on time, is delay. Or when the child should be married and is not married. Or when the child gets married. When my daughter, she was the first person to get married in the home. She has an elder brother, but you know, we have boy, girl. And most of the time, you know, the girls, they always go first. When it was time for her to get married, the Lord laid it on my heart to pray about that wedding and that marriage for 1 year. I was fasting. To my daughter. Even at that, for over 2 years, she couldn't conceive. Imagine if I didn't pray. Even after she conceived, come and see all sorts of dreams. Life is a fight. You say that you are fighting or someone is fighting. My grandchildren are being born. You will see me at the entrance of the delivery room. Let me see the devil. Somebody was talking to me and said, as busy as you are in ministry, you still have time for your children. I said, my children are pregnant. The day they tell me they are pregnant, ministry has started again. And when it is time for them to deliver, I can't take any meeting from anybody. They must deliver with my eyes like this. I must see. They have known me, because all of them are American citizens. They have known me. That's Ogbend, whatever hospital. They've known me. Hi. You were here last time. Yes. I'm here again. You see people greeting me. Hey, mama. I said, bless you. No makeup, nothing. This world is not a matter of posh. I am raw. Standing on behalf of my child that is delivering the baby. You're going to come against delay. If you have any child that should be married that is not married, today we are settling it. You have any child that is married that does not have a child, we are settling it today. It's back. I am a fighter when it comes to spiritual pains. So you will pray 2 minutes. If you know people that are related to you, people that if they get married, you will be happy. Or if they have children, you'll be happy. This is the time to bring them before the Lord. We come against delay. We come against everything that will not allow the arrows to burn. Satan, take off your hand. By the blood of Jesus. We demolish every form of delay. We come against delay. We come against delay. We put all the space of delay. We come against you. We come against you. We come against you. By this time next year. Kaya baga zata da bobo baga zata ya bobo. Liga zaya kara kara zaya bobo zata ya bobo. Liga zaya baga zata ya bobo zata ya bobo. Liga zaya ya bobo 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 bobo. Liga zaya liga bobo bobo. Liga zaya bobo bobo. Oga zata ya bobo zata. In the name of Jesus. Take off your hand. Every wound, take off your hand. But the blood of the Lamb will come against you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have received. Maybe 2 or 3 more prayer points. And then we'll close. God is hearing us. We want to use Samson's life to pray for our children. Can you imagine the heavy duty anointing upon that young man? Very few people in the Bible had their names presented before they were born. And Samson was one of them. The angel came twice. That man carried something. But you know why? One of the reasons why he fell. He lacked people. That's one of the things God has been laying on my heart this year. I'm going to be sharing along that line tomorrow in church. People. You have the Holy Ghost and you have people ghost. You can't succeed without people. If there were God sent people in Samson's life, they would have warned him about Delilah. Proverbs chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 6. Her house is the pathway to hell. They will have told him. Even his friend betrayed him. The woman he will have married. It was the bride teaching the best man that married. When he was going to die, was it not people that helped him? He held a lamp. He said, show me where, as anointed as he was. He needed somebody. He said, show me where the pillar is. It was that lad that took him. That lad was God sent. One day God said to me, there's no strong person anywhere. Only helped people. The rules of the game have changed. The race is no longer to the swift. Not the battle to the strong. It is to the helped. I'm telling you. If God didn't raise Pastor Kemi for me, or Pastor Sheila, or Bose, or the team, I can't just stroll in from Nigeria and be holding a meeting that has CDC of heads. People, everybody needs help. That was one major problem I had. See, my note is full. I'm not an irresponsible preacher. God has trusted me. My note is full. I've just been, you see, prayer points. I've just been scrolling because I wanted to close. I want to beg you to pray this prayer with all your heart for your children. Every phase of their lives, God said it. It can be in marriage. Oh. There are some people that, and I am one of them, when you are looking for a wife that is committed to the husband. So it can be a wife you want to take for your son now. Not a woman that will come and destroy all that you have built. God sends relationships. That was what killed Samson. You will pray it in any way, whether in class, whether in that work, whether God, please just send help to my children. God sent people. People that are sent by God in school, in their marriages, in their ministries. Help for my children. God, help for my grandchildren. If you will answer any prayer, oh God, it is His prayer. Help for my children. Mention his name. All of you know him. That one is battle wrapped us as bliss. There are some wives that it is from one sickness to another. That one are battle wrapped as bliss. If it is not leukemia today, it is headache. The man is not happy. He's trying to fall. Everybody looks at him in church. We bless God. They will even hold hands. We thank God for you. But the man knows what is death wrapped up as love. Battles wrapped up as blessings. I want you to help your children refuse it. In the name that is above every name, that's the last prayer point. So we can close. My children shall not accept battles wrapped up as blessings. My children shall not accept death wrapped up as love. Any broker, you're Only final prayer is for you. I'm done with children. Some of you are here. You are not born again. I'm going to be leading you to the Lord. You need it. Life is too hot. Life is too fierce. You need to come under the covering of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. It's very simple. You don't need anybody to help you on this matter. Just give your heart to Him. And invite Him to be your Lord and your Savior. And it just changes your life. You'll be amazed. It takes over your battles. It will shock you how your life will just turn 180 degrees, not 360, because if it's 360, you go back to where you were. 180. I did this about 40 years ago. It's just getting better and better. It takes over everything that has to do with you, your children, your husband, your business, everything, if you give your heart to Him. Just give me a moment, and I'll be leading you to the Lord. This last prayer, you pray for yourself. Some of your mates are at McDonald's now. Some of them are watching Africa Magic. You are here laboring in prayers. Therefore, you've got to pray. I shall not labor in vain. Now listen. I was somewhere recently to preach. And when I saw the ambience, the beauty and everything, I prayed that prayer again. See, when my husband gets to his room, I will not be missing. What? With all the neighbors? And the only person that was missing, where was cancer when they were struggling? Where was cancer when the children's school fees were being paid? Where was motor accidents or air crash when there was nothing? Now that they should be doing first lady, people should be carrying the bag and saying, "Mommy, you're welcome." Death just matches. This one is for you. So pray it the way you like. My seed, my daughter lady, shall not be vacant in the season of my harvest. You better pray for yourself, whether you are a man or you are a woman. It doesn't matter. Pray for yourself. I come against cancer. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I plead the blood of Jesus. Air crash, no. Motor accident, no. I shall not be a victim of anybody's mistake. No arrow will hit me. No stray bullet. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon myself. Kayama go soto du brakashata libarabaka soto du brakashata. I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. We're going to repeat that prayer. Listen. You know, there was an air crash recently. Where was that? Not last week, about 2-3 weeks ago. And there were 66 people on the flight. CNN first reported 66. Then CNN came back to tell us 65 because one person did not board. They were calling it on Chinese television. I was in Nigeria. One person did not board. They didn't tell us why. So this last prayer, I, my husband, my children, and grandchildren, we shall be late for tragedy. Pray. I shall be led for tragedy. Pray. I shall be led for tragedy. My husband shall be led for tragedy. My children shall be led for tragedy. My grandchildren shall be led for tragedy. In the name of Jesus, we shall be led for tragedy. We shall be led for tragedy. Go slow, we catch us. Traffic jam, we catch us. We shall be led for tragedy. Thank you, Father. late for tragedy. God will send divine traffic. Go slow. That will make you go late for tragedy. What kills mothers will not kill you. Your days of joy, your seed shall not be vacant. We stand upon Ephesians 3:20 and we decree that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that we've been able to pray or ask tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to pray this final prayer. Everybody, please close your eyes, bow your head. It's for concentration, not for any magic. You're here today, you want to give your heart to Jesus. You want the Lord Jesus Christ to take over the steering of your life. You want Him to be your Lord and your Master. Oh, you were born again, maybe in secondary school or university days, but you backslid. You had challenges and you left God. In fact, you missed it in marriage. And now you are struggling. All sorts have been happening. But you want to come back to the Lord today. I want you, wherever you are, it's unto the Lord, not unto any man. Please raise your right hand to God. Let God see it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all of you now. Put that right hand on your chest. Put the hand on your chest. Mother's Family is not about any church, so that's why we don't have. I'm not going to mention a church or whatever to you, but I'll give you an instruction later. Just put your right hand on your chest and please say after me. Everybody under the sound of my voice, I want us to encourage them. So please say it with them. My Father and my God, I come to you today as a sinner. Please forgive me. Wash me clean in the blood of the Lamb. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I give my heart to you. Lord Jesus, come in. Save me. Today, the 10th day of March 2018, I am born again. I thank you, Lord, for hearing me and accepting me, for I have prayed by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this very precious life. There are many. I pray for them that in the name of Jesus, they will be genuinely saved. You said that will bear fruit, according to John chapter 15, and that my fruits will abide. Please let them abide. When Jesus comes, let them be a part of the wedding gift. It shall be well with you from now. Lord, bless and keep you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone that is here tonight. Whatever you lack most, you will have most. Whatever you have been looking for, we start looking for you. All the children and grandchildren and your spouses and yourself and every loved one that you have represented tonight, you will testify concerning them. If Jesus tarries by this time next year, God will have multiplied you. Everyone that needs to be married, your testimony is here. Everyone that needs a baby, receive your own. Everyone that needs a miracle, may the Lord visit you. May the Lord open the book of remembrance on your behalf. May He do you good in the land of the living. He is the blesser and the keeper. May He bless you and keep you. May you always find His mercy. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that you have used to make this meeting a success. Visit them personally. Customize their blessings. Thank you, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Come on, let's give it to the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For to Him alone shall the gathering of His people be. Let's celebrate Him. Let Him know we are grateful. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Please, everybody stay where you are. Don't leave. The Lord just told me that we should dance. We want to rehearse how you will dance when that miracle comes. So tell your neighbor, give me space, give me space, give me space. We want to dance. Before we dance, please listen to me. Can that usher please listen to me and let people listen? Can you help me touch her? Now listen. It's part of the instructions that God gave me when he gave me the vision of the mother's summit. At the end, we should always raise altars on behalf of our children by sowing seeds. And I'm going to ask some of you to do it. It's now the norm. And we have testimonies. Between now and next year, 1 year, one whole year, you're going to raise an altar unto the Lord on behalf of your children with $1,000. I want you to step out. 1 year, 365 days. Where are you? Come out very quickly. God bless you. $1,000. Sit down, everybody. Don't give any envelope to anybody yet. Ushers, listen to me. I'm in charge here. Nobody leaves. Wait for the grace to avoid disgrace. I know what I'm doing. God said we should dance. You need to dance on top of the prayers. Simple obedience. Simple obedience. You can step out now. God forbid. You won't make trouble. So let's listen. It's happened before. Let's obey God. $1,000 between now and when next is Mother Summit? Same time? Okay, March. Okay, March. 1 year. Please move forward. This is help for Mother Summit DVM. DMV. Forgive me. I'm from the United States of Akure. $1,000 is between you and God. The devil tries.